Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The Warm Springs Warriors Accepting Recovery is a recovery-based social movement utilizing the Medicine Wheel teachings in alignment with the 12 Steps in a Circle. They are planning their second-year celebration of Wellbriety movement being in existence. Starting in February 2018, their first meeting was held at the Greeley Heights Community Building and had 25 community members in attendance. The first-year celebration was held at Hailuki Lodge with more than 45 community members in attendance. The event this year is themed Generational Healing and will be held tomorrow at the Agency Longhouse from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. There will be guest speakers, talking circles, games, activities for the youth, social dancing, and a mini powwow. All members of any recovery-related anonymous fellowship are invited. For more information, you can contact Aurier Maid at 503-688-8538 or Aldo Garcia at 541-771-8596. A flu outbreak has caused a Southern Oregon elementary school to close for 2 days this week. JPR's April Ehrlich reports.
Chiloquin Elementary School in Klamath County is fairly small with 190 students. So when six of its 25 teachers had to call out sick from the flu, it was missing almost a quarter of its staff. And student absences have ranged between 16% and 25% this week. School nurse Rochelle Hill says the elementary school had to start combining classrooms to allow teachers to stay home.
It's hard as a rural school to get assistance with subs to help cover the teachers when their kids or themselves are sick. They don't feel they have that ability to take that full time off to get better.
Hill says she's not aware of any other school in Oregon closing because of a flu outbreak. She says the long weekend will give students and teachers a little extra time to get better. I'm April Ehrlich reporting.
In Warm Springs, IHS officials and community health are still recommending to community members to get their flu shots. A federal appeals court says a school district near the Oregon State Capitol can allow transgender students to use locker rooms and bathrooms of the gender they identify with instead of their birth. Some parents and students at a high school in Dallas had filed a lawsuit in 2017 saying the policy caused embarrassment and stress. A lower court had previously ruled the school policy was permissible. That decision was affirmed Wednesday by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Similar lawsuits have been dismissed by courts in other parts of the country. And in local sports, Madras High School basketball has the Lady Buffs on the road to North Marion tonight, looking to avenge their loss to them 3 weeks ago in the Buffalo Dome. The Buff Boys basketball is hosting North Marion tonight, also looking to avenge an earlier season loss. You can catch that game live here on KWSO. The Warm Springs K-8 girls were in action yesterday in Culver. The 7th grade girls fell 37-36, with leading scorers Bianca Plazola with 11 points and Camille Smith with 9. The 8th grade girls stomped on Culver 61-4. Led by Sasha Esquiro with 29 points and Talise Wapshelly with 11. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.